Some of it was written before our living circumstances got all chaotic, but definitely it was all just part of the chaos. Our apartment building like caught on fire, and all of the apartments around us were sort of destroyed, and ours was actually okay, but we were living in this weird preserved apartment, like in a shell of a building by ourselves, and it seemed like the construction workers didn't really know that we were in there too. So just like weird, unstable circumstances, and then it just like, I don't know, eventually we got evicted and we're bouncing around a lot, mostly during the recording process. But yeah, it was all just a lot of full-on chaos stuff on top of everything else going on in the world that's insane.
The album feels like an appropriate response to the chaos of life, and especially the period that you guys seem to have lived through. For you guys, why did it feel like music was the appropriate medium to kind of express the emotional circumstances you might have been under?
Well, music is, for both of us, it's our main outlet and our main way of like expressing those things, I would say.
Yeah, processing things. We've been playing music together since Zach was in middle school and I was in high school. So that's also been like a big part of just the way that we know how to work together, and we've done that for many years and grew up sort of learning how to process our emotions that way. So I think, I don't know, it's always been a go-to.
How do you think that precariousness fed into the performance while you were recording the album? Because I know that even with musicians here, the rooms that they're in and their lives around really feed into how something is recorded or written.
I don't think it was deliberate, but I think it's definitely going to show up in the product no matter what. Even before, I think in the period where we were writing everything, things were also just a little insane as far as like being in like the big empty house and like having just graduated from school and figuring out like what we're going to do sort of with like our new time and adulthood, I guess, and deciding to pursue music more. It's like it all feels kind of chaotic and precarious in a world that doesn't have all that much scaffolding for artists who are just figuring it out.
Your songs feel a little bit, there's quite a loose structure to them, and it seems as though they're driven from more of an emotional core rather than a song with like a set structure. Could you take us through what it looks like writing songs on the album?
Most of the time we're just like experimenting with different ways to start songs, and I think like Talk Back, I think, started with like a drum loop that we then wound up like trying to emulate with live drums. And so it just like everything fed off of that sort of like undercurrent for the whole song, and it made it like dynamically kind of similar across the board. And then we were like, how do we take that same dynamic, the same rigid drum loop structure, and have all the movement be like guitars and vocals? And then
we would be doing band practice, mm-hmm. and we would just be playing music, like jamming together at the start of band practice. And then I usually record those on my phone. And then sometimes there's like a moment in the jam that feels really good. Later we want to go and try and turn that into a whole song.
Yeah, I think Pieces and New Year's Eve both started off like that. And sometimes that becomes the foundation of the whole song, and sometimes it becomes the foundation of like a piece of the song.
I was really interested at the way that you write lyrics if they come after you've done most of the instrumental work. Could you take us through a little bit how your lyric writing process goes, and maybe just describe that?
And oftentimes there's like, I do like gibberish, figuring out a melody, and then I'll figure out the lyrics to a syllable structure that works with the melody. Or oftentimes I'll write out like paper, like sheets of different like lyric ideas, and then I'll go and parse through them and like get rid of anything that doesn't resonate. Or I feel like I love like sharp words, and I think writing them all out in a big list, it's like you can kind of look at them and like have an instinctual reaction to them, or at least I've gotten better at that maybe. And then I just sort of like keep on consolidating those and then rearrange them. It's kind of like a puzzle, but it's definitely, I don't know. I have friends who can write lyrics just like front to back, a story, and like they sit down and they know exactly the meaning of the song. I'm definitely like more like scrambled, and I don't know. It's more of a puzzle, more of a collage than that for me.
That's so interesting, because obviously what the effect of that is just really succinct, punchy kind of lyrics that I think work really well with the music. And it's so cool to hear, I guess, how you get there in this kind of more abstracted way. And I feel like you guys would be really a great band to see live. And I was wondering if that performance aspect has any kind of bearing on what ends up on the album, or has had any impact on your direction as a band.
Yeah, big time.
For sure.
Yeah, we definitely think about the live show when we make the music, thinking about how the band is going to play it live and having it arranged for the band.
Loosely, we try and write the amount of parts that we'll be able to then translate into like two guitars, bass and drums for a live set. Some of the songs while we're writing them, I definitely think about how that's going to come across as live. Or mostly I just get really excited for when we will get to play it live. We love the live show, and it's very central to the writing process.
Both records have songs that started out with us playing it live, and then we would go to record it. And then, so what you hear on the record is just exactly how we would have been playing it live for months already.
Yeah, that's so exciting. I also think that, I don't know, I go to quite a few gigs, and it's really cool to hear bands play things that they might be workshopping or working on, and then you'll go to successive gigs and you just hear them kind of change and become something different, and then you hear them on the album and it's just like, oh, I've heard this whole process that they've gone through and how they've worked it out. And I don't know, it's just such a beautiful to kind of feel like you've been part of that journey of making a project that you then really love and have this different kind of relationship with.
Totally. And I feel like if you were at the show, then you are a part of that process too, because it's like the changes that they make are going to be partially based off of like the crowd reaction or like how it felt to play it to people.
My last question was kind of about the track listing on the album. I find this really interesting because I'm an albums person. I hate the playlistification of it all and streaming and whatever, but I really enjoy like listening to an album when it feels, even if it's something quite intrinsic or something that just kind of fell into place, but feeling like there is another more overall journey rather than just the journey within one song that you take the listener through. So I was just wondering if there was anything that went into deciding the ordering of the album.
We're the same way. We love records. Yeah, we thought a lot about it and made a bunch of different versions.
Yeah, I think originally we were going to start the whole record off with the Avalanche sound effect. I don't know, it feels like momentum building, or I love the build and the arc of that song. But then multiple people, when we shared like loose drafts of the record, were like suggested opening with the sound it made. And once we tried it, we were like, that's, when we're writing the songs, I don't feel like we think a lot about the track listing, so it's kind of a puzzle afterwards. But we do think a lot about how many softer songs do we have, or you know, like however soft our songs get, but just trying to like make a round album and like trying to like make sure that not every song that we're putting on it is in the same vein. And then I think that makes track listing later more fun to figure out like what the arc of the whole record's going to be. I also love that someone else pointed out that the last lyrics on the record are "gotta go," and the first lyrics are "wanna spend a while, just me and you."
Yeah. Allergic to the sun. Allergic to the sun. Pillow smile, plastic bag. Took a while, little brag. Mischief mask, vicious task, trolley problem, vicious man. Revolution, quickest end, says a lot that we're with him.